USA News. I'm Richard Johnson. Involuntary manslaughter is the charge actor Alec Baldwin faces in connection with the death of a cinematographer on the set of a movie outside Santa Fe, New Mexico. The woman in charge of the weapons on set, Hannah Gutierrez-Reed, faces the same charge for allegedly giving what was supposed to be a prop gun to Baldwin that actually contained live ammunition. Correspondent Von Hilliard's in Santa Fe.
Everybody involved here has acknowledged that this was a mistake, that there was no ill intent involved here, but it was a matter of who bared the responsibility for what took place, that there should have never been live ammunition on set.
Baldwin has said he's not responsible. Several crew members had expressed concern about sloppy handling of firearms just before the accidental shooting in 2021. President Biden heads to California for a first-hand look at this month's storm damage. You'll also hear from people who need to figure out how to apply for federal help.
People don't have access to online applications, so we need things like satellite offices that can come here on site.
Santa Cruz County Supervisor Felipe Hernandez says farmers are especially in need of getting help fast. The Treasury Department's begun using what it calls extraordinary measures to avoid a default by the U.S. government now that its authority to take on new debt has reached its limit. If Congress doesn't raise the limit, White House economic advisor Brian Deese warns,
even the prospect that you would put the full faith and credit of the United States government on the negotiating table could do real damage to our economy.
Good spirits is how staffers for Florida Republican Congressman Greg Stube described their boss today. He remains in a Sarasota hospital after falling about 25 feet off a ladder at his home yesterday. Stube suffered serious but not life-threatening injuries from that fall, which happened as he was cutting tree limbs at the home. This is USA News.
So right now may be the perfect time for you to rethink how you pay for healthcare, and here's why. Not only is it open enrollment for a lot of people, it's also a time you can join MediShare and save even more than usual. And it's true, the typical family switching to MediShare saves $500 or more a month, which is obviously huge for a lot of people, but what's more, they like it. MediShare has double the customer satisfaction rate compared to health insurance. Double. There are 400,000 members, they've shared over $4 billion in medical bills, and it really is a great community, too. People encourage and pray for each other. And here's the thing, if you join MediShare Complete right now, they'll waive your new member fees and you'll save an additional 10% off all of 2023. That's right, no fee to join, 10% off every month of next year, but it's a very limited time offer. You have to sign up before January 15th. Great savings, great health care. Find out more. Call now. 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE. 833-34-BIBLE.
If you have a low opinion of the healthcare system in the USA, you are not alone. A new Gallup survey says just 48% of us say the system is excellent or good. It's the first time in more than 22 years Gallup has found that fewer than half of Americans like the system. Several states are considering bans on the social media platform TikTok on state-issued smartphones and other devices. Texas is trying to go farther. A ban on TikTok from any computer network or server in the entire state university system. A bad idea, says one researcher.
Banning TikTok does not mean propaganda and manipulation are going to go away on TikTok.
That is Sam Woolley, who leads the Propaganda Research Lab at the University of Texas in Austin. He says a ban on the UT system would mess up his work.
The ban on TikTok limits my ability to generate understandings of the ways in which this new, incredibly important platform affects day-to-day life.
Woolley adds a ban would not stop students from watching the Chinese-owned video site. They'll just do it on their own phones using their own data plans. A Utah congressman's looking to do even more. A ban on kids under 16 from having any social media accounts. Republican Chris Stewart tells a Salt Lake City TV station his goal is to combat the depression, isolation, and other harmful effects caused by social media. Stewart expects bipartisan support as well as pushback from tech companies. Richard Johnson, USA News.
Have you ever picked up a towel set because it felt really soft in the store, but then when you go to use it, it's not very absorbent? That's why MyPillow has developed the MyPillow towels. Towels that work. The six-piece towel set includes two bath towels, two hand towels, and two washcloths. And right now you can receive a six-piece set for only $39.98 with promo code USA. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio listener special, and enter promo code USA or call 800-951-8175. That's MyPillow.com, promo code USA.